This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Today, let's study the final verses of 1 Thessalonians to answer the question, are we making progress in relating to the universal church? Paul asked them to pray for him, to greet all the brothers with a holy kiss, and to share his letter with all the brothers. In other words, Paul wanted them to see themselves as a part of the universal church. We might not be able to fellowship and worship with churches in other parts of the world, but we can pray for them, especially for those who serve God in those places. If we're ever able to fellowship with some of them, we should greet them in the same way we would greet each other in our local church. In the first century, the custom was to kiss each other as a spiritual greeting or welcome. In your church, you might embrace or extend a handshake. Whatever mode of greeting is appropriate, let others know you appreciate them and feel bonded with them. We are one in the Lord. Find a tangible, appropriate way to affirm this. Help each other by sharing what you have to help them benefit and grow. This church received a letter from Paul. It contained instructions for their enrichment and growth, and for other churches as well. That's why Paul charged them before God to have this letter read to all the brothers. Every local church is a part of the universal church and is responsible to help them in any way they can. Is this true in your church? Do a reality check. And if you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.